Time for a check of news headlines here on KTOE AM 1420, FM 98.7. From the KTOE newsroom, I'm Seth Topol. A Lonsdale man and a LaCenter man have both been charged with aiding and abetting an assault that took place in downtown Mankato. Zachary Gerald Wendorf and Tyler John Booten were both charged Monday in Blue Earth County District Court with aiding and abetting third-degree assault, a felony which carries a maximum sentence of 5 years or a $10,000 fine or both, and aiding and abetting fifth-degree assault, a misdemeanor with a maximum sentence of 90 days or a $1,000 fine or both. The incident occurred on January 5th at approximately 1:34 a.m. in the Downtown Entertainment District. Officers were flagged down by two unknown patrons and alerted to a possible medical incident nearby. They advised that a male had suffered a bleeding head injury and needed to be checked on because he did not seem okay. They did not witness how the injury occurred, but had seen the injury and wanted to ensure he got help. They advised that there was a small puddle of blood on the pavement near him, which seemed to be from his head wound. While responding to the incident, Blue Earth County Dispatch advised that they had received multiple 911 calls regarding the incident. Officers arrived on scene and noted that the temperature was 6 degrees Fahrenheit, but the real feel was negative 10 degrees Fahrenheit. The victim was slumped forwards and seemed out, not entirely alert. Mayo Ambulance also arrived on the scene. After tending to the victim and reviewing CCTV of the incident, officers were able to identify two suspects, Zachary Gerald Wendorf and Tyler John Booten, and apprehended them. Applications are now open for the Minnesota Farm Bureau's Sesquicentennial Farm Program, honoring Minnesota families that have owned their farms for at least 150 years. The deadline to apply is March 3, 2025. To qualify, the farm must be at least 150 years old this year, according to the abstract of title, land patent, original deed, county land records, court file and registration, proceedings, or other authentic land records. Please do not send originals or copies of the records. Must also demonstrate ownership by the applying family for 150 years or more, have continuous ownership, and consist of 50 or more acres, and currently be involved in agricultural production. A commemorative certificate signed by the Governor of Minnesota, Commissioner of the Minnesota Department of Agriculture, and the President of the Minnesota Farm Bureau Federation will be awarded to qualifying families, along with an outdoor sign. Recipients will be announced in April. Applications are available at www.fbmn.org. For more information, you can contact Pam Debele at pam.debele@fbmn.org. Century Farm Program applications are now open as well. Information is online at mnstatefair.org or by calling 651-288-4417. Former Minnesota U.S. Representative Tim Penny will retire later this year from his post as Chief Executive Officer of the Southern Minnesota Initiative Foundation. The former lawmaker says he plans to stay on while the foundation board members search for a new CEO. The Southern Minnesota Initiative Foundation is one of six Minnesota-based foundations started by the McKnight Foundation during the 1980s farm crisis to help boost Greater Minnesota's economic development. The group reportedly has invested more than $170 million in the state's southern communities over the past 38 years. And a Mankato man was charged with possession of shoplifting materials and theft. The incident occurred on Sunday at approximately 1:02 p.m. Mankato Department of Public Safety responded to an in-progress shoplifting at Shields in Mankato. Officers arrived on scene, making contact with the employee in the loss prevention office. The employee stated that the male in question came into the business with an empty duffel bag and was concealing items of clothing inside the bag. The male, later identified as Albert Brown Lurks Jr., was observed on CCTV putting a shirt in a duffel bag that was around his shoulder. Albert then exited Shields, passing all points of sale and apparently refusing to forfeit the merchandise. Both loss prevention and officers caught up with Albert outside, who refused to stop. The stolen items were recovered from the duffel bag, which included a Nike retro sweatshirt worth $100 and a Nike Legacy tee with a $42 value. It was obvious that the use of the duffel bag was for the intent of concealing and assisting Albert in the theft. Albert is a known habitual suspect in shoplifting and theft incidents within the city of Mankato. That is a check of news headlines here on KTOE AM 1420, FM 98.7. From the KTOE Newsroom, I'm Seth Topol.